إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, in our series on shukr, if you look at how things happen in the world, if you give something of yourself to somebody else, if you give something that belongs to you to someone else, that person is hopefully grateful to you for that. But in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu asharu amthaliha." Allah said, "The one who comes to me with one hasana, with one good deed, I will give him the reward of 10 likewise." Now if you look at this statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this good deed that we do, for example, we prayed Salatul Fajr by Jama'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who made it possible that we should do this. He is the one who gave us a masjid which is convenient to go to. He is the one who gave us the faculties, the physical ability, the health to get up in the morning and to go to the masjid. We are using His power, His health, His irada, His intention, we are using the energy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, to come and worship Him. And for that worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us. So what do you say about the generosity of somebody who gives you all the means to do something, and when you use those means and do that thing, then He rewards you also. And that reward also is for one thing 10 times. 1000%. Can you imagine? And that is the least of the rewards. That is the least of the rewards. There's nothing less than 10%. Nothing less than 1000%. Nothing less than 1:10. How do you thank somebody like this? He gives you everything, and then you return what He has given you. A piece of that, you do something for Him and He rewards you. 1:10. Rasulullah ﷺ said on the day of judgment, when everything is said and done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extract from the hellfire the last of the people to come out of the fire. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, He will come out of the fire, He will be like a little seed, burnt and black. And with the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will grow to the normal size. And he will be there sitting before the arsh of Allah. And this person will feel a breeze. And he will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ya Allah, where is this breeze from?" And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, "This breeze is from Jannah." So the man will say, "Ya Rabbul Alameen, if you just let me see this Jannah from outside, I just look at, I will never ask you for anything again." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "Okay, see it." So the man will look at the Jannah, he will seeing something, gardens and everything. And then the man will say, "Ya Rabbal Alameen, if you just let me get a little close to that, I will never ask you for anything again." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the man, "All right, so go close." So the man will go close, and then he is closer to the gate, so he is seeing much more of all that is inside. So the man will say, "Ya Rabbal Alameen, if you just let me go one step inside the Jannah, I will never ask you for anything again." And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiled when he said this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the man, "You just told me you will never ask me, now you are asking me again and again." The man will say, "Ya Rabbal Alameen, who else to ask? Who else is there to ask?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this akal we get then, who else is there to ask? In this dunya we ask everybody, all the living and all the dead. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So Allah will say, "All right, you want to go one step into the Jannah?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, "How about this? That I give this Jannah to you. Then I give you the Jannah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the man will say to Allah, he'll say, Allah, you are laughing at me. Huh? He'll say, you are Rabbul Alameen. You're making fun of me. How can I get this Jannah? Yeah, I just came out of the hellfire. How can I get the Jannah? And he will say, Rabbul Alameen, how many people have gone into the Jannah before me? Thousands and thousands and thousands, millions of them. Is there a place for me in this Jannah? Huh? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the man, how about if I tell you that this Jannah is 10 times the size of the earth that you came from and all it contains. 10 times the size of this earth. I mean, imagine, think about it. What is the meaning of 10 times the size of this earth? There is no single individual in the history of mankind till today, and wallahi, I can say probably with certainty that till the day of judgment it will never happen, that there was no single individual who ruled the entire earth. Nobody. Absolutely nobody. Good or bad. Nobody ruled the entire earth. Good or bad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to this man, how about I give you, meaning that you are the king of this place, how about I give you this Jannah, which is 10 times the size of the earth that you came from and all that it contains. All the oceans and all the wealth and the minerals and the technology and everything. And the man will say, that's for me, 10 times the earth. Allah will say, yes, go take it. Go take it. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the man will walk into this Jannah. And the khadimeen, the khuddam, the servants that are set for him, they will all come and surround him and they will say, where were you all this time? You took a long time to come. And the man will say, wait, he said, I just came out of the hellfire. What are you saying? I took long time to come. I almost never came. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, as he is walking in this Jannah, he sees a light. And immediately he falls in sujood. And the servants, the khuddam, they say, what are you doing? Why are you making sajda to this thing? Get up. But he says, isn't that the light of Allah? They will say, no, that is the light of your palace. Hey, that is your palace. It's shining there in the distance. This is your palace. This is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ajeeb, eh? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, he didn't tell us to ask for this Jannah. He told us to ask for Jannah to fill those. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah to fill those. And I always ask Allah, I see Allah, everything that I got in this world, I got that which I did not deserve. I got only and only by your mercy, by your rahmah. And so when I presented before you on the day of judgment, I will not deserve your forgiveness. I will not deserve your Jannah. I will not deserve your rahmah. But give me because that has been your sunnah. Give me because in this world you gave me. And I make this dua for myself and for all of you. May Allah give us of his rahmah. Because the mercy is that which comes to those who don't even deserve it. Mercy is that. What is mercy? Mercy is that we deserve to be punished. Without doubt. I am talking about myself. Without doubt. I deserve to be punished. But Allah is the one who covers. And Allah is the one who hides the faults and the sins. And Allah is the one who gives. Even though we don't deserve. And that's what we ask Allah, oh Allah, continue your sunnah. Continue your sunnah. As you gave us in this world, give us on that day. And complete the sunnah of yours with Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la and with the company of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajmain bi rahmatika.